There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today over the next 3 hours, Josh Applebaum will join the show, VSiN sports betting analyst. A couple of games to look at this week in the NFL with him. Professional bettor Matt Gratz in studio. He was involved in the Super Bowl futures draft with you, Paulie, in the blackjack tournament over the weekend. Good dude. Does this for a living. We'll find out why he took the Lions, picking 11th overall in that draft. Ian Eagle on the show, the best to do it. Play-by-play announcer. He is outstanding. We'll talk NFL with him. And Mike Palm, VSiN host, VP of Circa Casino, right here, coming up in studio. Well, sometimes this happens on the show where it's not very often, but we just like, okay, scrap what we were going to talk about in the first segment because stuff happened overnight. We will get to Carlos Correa flipping teams in a couple of minutes. For those of you who don't know what that is, stay tuned for sure. How about this? As of half an hour ago, this is sad news, and I can't believe that this is, it actually happened.
You have to wake up to it if you're a Steeler fan. And yeah.
Franco Harris passed away at the age of 72. It just came down minutes ago. I'm trying to do the math in my head, Paulie, on how many Steelers fans I personally know who are going to be waking up in the next hour, two, three, 4 hours and get this news, and their entire day, week will be completely destroyed. They're going to be devastated. This is also a couple of days before the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Of course, we have that anniversary game coming up on Christmas Eve between the Steelers and the Ravens.
How about that? 3 days before, right? They're going to honor him, and you have the 50-year anniversary. Never easy to lose a loved one, and it stinks. But then also, when it's right before the holidays, too. Oh, so now man. It's going to, if you're a family member or you're good friends with Franco Harris, it's going to change how you think about and how you look at Christmas now, too, when you lose a dear friend right. A couple of days before the holidays. So I cannot believe his jersey wasn't retired. How can that be?
Here's the tweet from Janelle Hall, who works at WTAE in Pittsburgh. Just days before, the Steelers planned to retire Franco Harris's number 32 jersey. Sources confirmed the stunning and tragic news that Franco has died. The news comes 2 days before the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, 72 years old. That first sentence?
Yeah.
If somebody would have said, how much do you want to bet that Harris's number is retired or isn't retired with the Steelers, I would say every penny. Here, take it. Every penny that I've ever had in my entire life, it's yours. Yeah. Of course it's retired.
They're a loyal organization. And with the Ronies, I can't.
I will fully admit that that's something that I don't track, and I don't know how that operates.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that stuff either, but that's bizarre. But then again, look how Jerry Jones does stuff with the Cowboys too and how he treats it.
Oh, right. Man.
Well, sometimes there's a jersey retirement. There's a ring of fame or a ring of honor stuff with that too. how some teams do it. So it's convoluted and weird. Terrible news.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Four-time Super Bowl champ. Super Bowl MVP. 1972 Offensive Rookie of the Year. He has a NFL Man of the Year in there as well. Nine-time Pro Bowler. The accolades just are endless for this guy. And he's a legend. And, I mean, you're exactly right. With the timing of this, with Christmas right around the corner, and that game being played on Christmas Eve, it's nationally. Yeah. How big is this story locally in Pittsburgh? But nationally, this has been a big deal like all week. I've seen more video of the Immaculate Reception this week than I have in my lifetime, I think.
Yeah.
Get ready. Here it comes, the 50th anniversary. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
Chandler Jones has no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy.
That'll be tough on Saturday night.
Well, and here's... when you think about the most public teams or the most popular teams in the NFL, I mean, Cowboys are America's team. Right behind Dallas, it's like Pittsburgh and Green Bay. And those are the three most popular teams. So when a guy goes...
Yep. And the other news, and we're waking up, Cohen does not care.
No.
He doesn't give two new... I mean, this... Correa is supposed to be introduced with the Giants. He fails the physical. Cohen comes in, swoops in, and gives him 12 for 315. He's going to play third base. The payroll is going to be $500 million this year with the Mets. The tax bill is going to be over $100 million. Now they're rumored to get, they're interested in Hendricks in the bullpen. So he has signed Verlander, Robertson, Quintana, Senga. Be more guys. He gave Lindor 10 for 340, by the way, not too long ago. So you're looking at a $500 million payroll with the Mets, and I can't say he's done. I mean, between the moves they made in the bullpen, to bring in Verlander, you added three good starting pitchers. Bye-bye DeGrom, I'm not paying that. And now, because of what happened in San Francisco, now you get Correa.
Yeah. So Correa, evidently, he passes physical with the Giants after signing a 13-year deal with that team for more money than this. And after that happened, the Mets can...
Fail the physical.
What did I say?
You said pass.
Sorry, yeah. He obviously failed the physical with the Giants. Now he has to come and pass the physical with the Mets, and I'm sure that this is...
Well, did they even care?
Every doctor can look the other way if you want. Just say, he can come in and say, he's passing, no matter what.
Well, one of our favorite TV shows is Billions. But this is, what if Bobby Axelrod would own a pro sports team? And in the show, he's close to buying the Giants, and he just... I mean, this guy doesn't care.
I wonder if you could go back and ask Cohen and like give him the truth serum. I know the overall length of the contract to DeGrom was outrageous. But if you could go back to him and say, if you could offer DeGrom 2 years for $100 million right now, knowing that he would sign, would you do it?
No.
I bet he would say yes.
I'd round Verlander anyways.
No. Okay. He'd bring them both. He'd do both.
Well, okay, yeah.
Why not? Two for 100 is nothing to him. Then you could have DeGrom, Verlander, and Scherzer going into the season.
Correa, 12 for 315. Nemo, 8 for 162. Diaz, 5 for 102. Verlander, 2 for 90. Senga, 5 for 75. Quintana, 2 for 26. Ottavino, 2 for 14. Robertson, 1 for 10. Could get Hendricks, too.
Yeah, so they brought in Ottavino, brought in Robertson, and they could get Hendricks already for that back into the bullpen to lead into Diaz. Yeah.
They're 12-1 to win the World Series in some spots.
That number is going to be...
Like he won't make a move at the deadline either.
Oh yeah, you can find even like universally you can find 10-1 on this team, or in a lot of states you can find 10-1 because it's dipped down to like 8 in that neighborhood or below. I will tell you this: at DraftKings, the Mets are 10-1, the Dodgers are 7-1. It's not Christmas yet, so you're going to be tying your money up for a long, long time. But if you're going to make a move right now, would you rather not have the Mets at 10 than the Dodgers at 7? I would.
Yeah. Absolutely. The other thing is, it's like, well, I want to win, and I don't care about money. Like, remember the Padres offered all these guys the most money, Judge and others, and they just said no and went to other places.
Uh-huh.
So this is a bonanza with Cohen. And what a shocking turn of events here for the Mets the Giants.
Yeah, look at their lineup again.
Yeah, McNeil's hitting sixth.
Where's the when you can look at like a quote easy out? Is it Vogelbach can hit a bunch of home runs? And then you get to a Navarez at number 9. But where's the easy out? You can go. It's going to go. Oh, my God. Marte, Lindo, Alonso, Correa, McNeil is a top 6?
Yeah. Perfect storm, right? Win 100 games, can't win the division, can't win a playoff series, and he's ticked off, and he wants to win in the worst way.
So what happens if they bow out early again this year? What does next offseason look like? Guys, take a seat. Hold my beer from a year ago because get out of the way. Ohtani? Yeah, we're bringing in Ohtani and like three other guys.
Yeah. Well, you saw with the Warriors, though, in the NBA, what they pay with the tax. And it's like, if you get an owner who doesn't care and wants to win, so be it.
Look at the odds board right now. Oh, the National League at the very top. Dodgers, Padres, with what they've done. Actually, between those two teams, who do you like more?
Right.
I'd say that's pretty close because the Padres still have a pretty good pitching staff.
Yeah, but I'll take my chances with Verlander and Scherzer. Scherzer's been unbelievable in his career, especially in big games. It just didn't work out against the Padres, but that passed up. But I'll take my chances with Verlander, Scherzer in the playoffs.
What do the Padres look like when they get Tatis back?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this team, obviously, they're not scared to do somehow, some way. The Padres now are like, Step away, Dodgers. You're not going to believe what we're about to do. The Braves, by the way, 10-1.
Yeah.
They've locked in every young player that they have. The Phillies are suddenly the fifth best team in the National League.
Went to the World Series. They made some good moves.
Yes, they did.
They got Turner. Yep.
They're the fifth best team on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Should we just say the National League Central has no chance next year?
Yes.
The East and the West are just going to take over?
This is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
We're going to have five?
He has spent $800 million in the offseason, this guy. I mean, this is something.
And he fully admits it.
He's a
Mets fan.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Let's dance.
Yeah.
How about, will five teams in the National League win 100 games? Can we get a prop up on that? It's not going to happen, but I'm just saying, what would the odds be on something like that?
There you see. Look at the free agent additions. Oh, my God. The amount of money here. Look at this. Holy cow.
Late last night, this totally flipped.
Big losers, Giants. Made a good offer. Thought you had Judge. Nope. Big offer. You think you have Correa? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers couldn't get him either. And now we're going to play third base with the Mets. Pretty good.
By the way, there's that note, though, too, because what's going to happen in San Francisco? I mean, this happened like right before midnight. How about the people waking up in San Francisco in three, four hours?
This just happened as well. Yes, absolutely. Bowl games roll on. Lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online book. College bowl season. Back at it today with the Jaguars in Western Kentucky, South Alabama, and Western Kentucky. Log in every single day. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers, all the latest odds, lines, and boosts. Create the perfect game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. Get on the action at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
Up next, we'll recap the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some. And what a call on this show yesterday. A 13-point dog won outright. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Great job, Matt Humans. Gave out Utah Valley State yesterday on the air. Who needs the points? They won outright, catching 12 at Oregon, plus 450. Had a big lead early on. Good call. Harvard Moneyline plus 350 won at Cal Irvine. Wake Forest beat Duke. They were plus 260. UMass Dartmouth under 141 down to 135. That was 68-57. The Bulls and under plus 5.5 down to 1.5 and 224 down to 221. They thumped the Heat. Suns Wizards under 226 down to 221. It fell 223. Toledo Liberty under 54 down to 51, 21-19.
Paul Stone yesterday recognized that too, so keep an eye on that one.
Yep. And favorites in hockey last night went a perfect 8-0. Seven of them covered the puck line.
Ooh.
And the Knicks have won 8 in a row. Now minus 170 in some spots to make the playoffs.
Paulie, I got news for you. You look at that Atlantic Division standings. I'm going to peek around and see if I can find the Celtics to win that division.
Ooh.
I mean, it's loaded. Nets are playing well. Sixers are playing well. Embiid out of his mind. Knicks are playing the best basketball they've done in a long, long time.
Yeah. Good race and a weird season. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and these videos. This is, look at the size of this guy. Look at this dog. He's up on looking over the fence. He's taller than the owner on his hind legs. Look how big this guy is. He's got to be 6'2".
Half pony.
Oh, my God. I don't know what kind of dog. Look at that. That is incredible.
Look at the size of the collar and the leash.
Right. Right. Great Dane? What? I can't
tell. I don't know. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Look at the calves and the feet. This dog can probably like squat 600.
Oh, wow. Good observation on the leash. How big that is.
The leash is like, yeah.
You better be a big guy if he sees a squirrel or something.
Oh, takes off?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, but he's not going for, this guy goes after hippos. He doesn't go after squirrels.
Look at this guy. I went to take the kids out for look at the Christmas lights, right? I brought the dog, too. He's mesmerized, right? Look at this. Just looking out the window, but wow, look, I can't get enough of this. It's just nothing but lights. Resting his head and looking at all the lights. That is awesome. Couple lose some. Toledo from 1-1 to 4-1 by 2. And the Grizzlies plus 2 went off the favorite routed in Denver. Well, listen, I know you're going to have to tie it up, but I barring an injury, Denver's going to win the division.
Right.
So if you want to lay 280, something like that, to me, there's no way the Nuggets don't win the division. And one lose some. Thank you for sending this in. It happened again. Because the casino cage was robbed at the Silverton. That's down the road, south end of the strip, near the South Point.
I go there, I'm going to say, often.
Yeah, this would be the fourth casino robbery in the last 6 weeks. The holidays.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
Yep.
There you go. My God, definitely lose some. Win Lose, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Good job, guys.
Okay, so the story this week in the NFL, obviously the Eagles, Cowboys number, the news of Jalen Hurts, but how about currently speaking, we have 7 totals below 40 this week, and the temperatures across the country. I mean, the Bills-Bears game, that total is at 40, in fact, and that's going to be negative 11 projected for Sunday or Saturday at kickoff. And that total, again, when we, you know, you're doing the look-ahead numbers, like, oh, 45? I can see that being, well, okay, this has dropped like a rock because of that. You have Seahawks-Chiefs, that's negative 6. Total is 48.5. The Saints-Browns total is absolutely fascinating to me.
Yep.
This year has been different with the amount of points we're getting and how many games have gone under the total. but there's a game on the board with 31.5 or 32 posted on it?
Yeah. So I've lived here 20 plus years. The lowest total I can remember was Miami at Buffalo late in the year. One, I think it was 28.5, a total in a Bills game at home. So you can chime in, the lowest total you can remember, or NFL total, because it's. I mean, it's gonna. You're looking at what, gust of 60 miles per hour, and it's gonna feel like 20 below, 10
That's
below
right.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
So total of 31.5, and now when you look at how this is a great tweet here, but you look at how the weather's gonna impact these games Saturday. It's to the point where you're thinking, is throwing the ball a bad idea?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just gonna be that, and it's everywhere. I mean, what is it, Lusk, Wyoming? It's going to be 70 below with the wind chill? You look at parts of Montana and parts of Wyoming? My God, it got down to 50 below with the wind chill when I was in high school. The governor came in and called off school for the week.
Yeah.
That's when my mom boiled the hot water and was going to throw it in the air and scalded my sister went sideways.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rumor has it your mom didn't like your sister, though, so she did it kind of on purpose.
Okay,
is that true?
Yeah.
Was that the body? Or was that a little bit after your time?
The what?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, no, that was not Jesse. It was before Jesse
okay.
the Body.
All right.
The governor, right. It was Humphrey, I think.
Okay.
Was it Humphrey? I can't recall.
Could you
it wasn't Jesse the Body yet.
Any chance?
The
you
whole
could...
week of school was canceled.
It was
50 below wind chill.
Oh, you got it. How do you get out
I
of the
know.
House?
I hear you.
Come on.
The bus, come on.
Could you, for $1,000, could you locate Lusk, Wyoming on a map?
No.
No, neither could I.
Yeah.
Could you locate Wyoming on a map?
Yes. Go to hell.
I've been there. I like the state.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've been through,
yeah.
Not much there.
No, but
I've done
again, to our point, could you imagine having like, hey, I'm going to live on 500 acres right now and I don't have a neighbor within 30 miles.
Yeah, I've done that drive a couple times, Minneapolis to Denver, Minneapolis to Las Vegas, and then you go, or Vegas to Denver, you go through that stretch, Nebraska, Iowa, Wyoming.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's you and your thoughts. For
Turn off the radio and tell me you're not going to go nuts for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, right.
When I moved to Las Vegas, we came out at the end of January, early February. We took the north, my brother wanted to see like up, you know, what it was like. It's 20 miles. I'm not joking. I will never forget this. It was 20 miles an hour on black ice for hours, and there were semis tipped over on the side.
Oh.
Like, are you sure this is a good idea? Should we stay at the Holiday Inn for a couple of days, let it pass?
So, I would imagine we get crazy results, too.
Well, here's the thing.
This is lunacy what these temperatures are going to be all over the country, but then what it looks like Saturday in the NFL.
To your point, what if the Bills are compromised through the year?
That's possible.
They're not a team that
and
exactly...
And that sets up for Fields.
It does.
Yeah.
But also, Josh Allen could run the ball a lot.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And it also means that... But they're a team that they don't really like to run the ball. They don't... Singletary, Cook.
Well, what if you have a bruising back? I mean, the Texans have enough problems bringing down Henry. You want to tackle a guy when it's 10, 20 below?
Yeah, evidently.
He's putting his head down. And
in Nashville, it's going to be,
the
coldest it's been there in a long, long time. That's a good angle. Same thing with Falcons-Ravens, right? You saw that they ran for 200 yards last week. Dobbins has been, even though he admitted 2 weeks ago he's not fully back, they've been really good with the ground game here in the last couple of weeks. That's another angle right there.
Yeah. Maybe it affects the Chiefs. It could be hard to catch the ball.
How about now the human emotion factor with, if you're just tuning in right now, Franco Harris, we got news of this 40 minutes ago. He passed away today. 72 years old. It's the fifth devastating news.
Handicap human emotion. Did the Steelers come out and they were supposed to honor him? You could say the same thing about Minshew. Yesterday, he's given the eulogy with Mike Leach. Now he's going out there probably playing a game Saturday.
Yeah, right.
I mean.
Maybe Najee Harris has a gigantic game this week on Christmas Eve. In honor of Franco, goes nuts, has a huge game. It's called out anyway. Going to have to run the ball a lot. Raiders don't exactly have like a grade A defense. But I love this time of year with the weather, though, too. And it's like if you missed it on the totals, you still might have some in-play opportunities. Because what if the reports are exactly spot on in the Cleveland game?
Well, how low can you go, though?
I'll tell you.
How low can you go in play?
Oh.
Especially in the first half if it's like, you can't throw the ball, the gust of wind.
Who was playing the game in Buffalo a couple years ago, the snow game? Was it the Colts? I always forget that. It was Indy, right?
Yeah, with the blizzard.
Okay, so I was fortunate to get in on that before the news hit.
Yeah.
But I still didn't have a great number on it because it opened up low. But I kept betting that game in play under the entire time. Because you could tell with the conditions, there was so much snow on the ground.
Well, you couldn't move.
They couldn't do anything.
Right, it was that much snow.
Right.
But then remember the Philly game against the Lions. I think they scored like 35 points in the fourth quarter of that game. McCoy ran wild.
You have to watch these games to bet live. The one example is Pittsburgh, Heinz Field against the Dolphins in primetime. When they're punt, we brought this up before, when they're punting the ball and the ball hits the ground and it stops in the puddle.
Right, that was an all-timer. The field was so bad.
You knew watching the game, like you could post a 7.5 now. They're not going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
They have no chance. I don't know if we're going to get anything like that this week, but.
Didn't we have it? The weather was fine. The Thursday night game, Denver and the Colts. How low did that get?
You got
some touchdowns late, but there wasn't a touchdown in the game.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is wild.
Yep.
With the weather. God. Be safe out there. VSiN, the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today. You also get $20 to buy VSiN hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap of the top plays made by every host and every guest. Great betting splits, deep dive betting reports, limited time offer. A great holiday gift, VSiN Pro access through the end of the madness, VSiN.com/subscribe.
We'll ask Josh Applebaum about those totals coming up next. VSiN betting analyst, host of a couple of podcasts here on the VSiN network. What does he make of those low totals right now? Other lines that he has an eye on, and maybe an Eagles-Cowboys observation with that movement as well.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Please support the sponsors and sign up now. Thank you.
Josh Applebaum joins the program now, betting analyst here at VSiN, host of a couple of different podcasts, Morning Bets and also Market Insights. Good morning, Josh. Happy holidays. Thanks for the time. I want to begin with the low totals that we have this week with the potential wind, the really, really freezing temperatures that we have pretty much across the country. How do you want to operate now that we're sitting here on Wednesday and a lot of these totals have dropped significantly?
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. Happy holidays. And I think you bring up a great point, Mitch. So right off the bat, let's take a step back. This is the windy week, basically, in the NFL. And if you're a data-driven guy like me, you pay attention to weather. This is kind of your Super Bowl week because we have so many system matches with these windy totals. And I think if you take a step back and think about the thought process here, you can talk to our colleagues, Mike Pritchard, Sean King, former players, former current bookmakers like Chris Andrews here. They'll tell you when it comes to totals, it's not really the heat or the cold. It's not really the precipitation like the rain or the snow. It's the wind that can affect the total the most because with windy conditions, you're going to basically run the ball a little bit more. You're going to chew up the clock. Your passing game isn't going to be in sync. And maybe you're going to miss some field goals here. So just from a standpoint of when it's windy, lean to the under, you're really having that on steroids this week. So to your point, Mitch, a lot of these numbers have moved so much that if you're betting them now, you're not getting the best of it. I think, moving forward, it would be, hey, don't wait until, Wednesday morning to bet these windy totals. You want to be, getting ready with your weather forecast immediately once these lines drop. But a couple that just caught my eye, and I'll give you some stats here, guys. When the wind blows 10 miles per hour or more, very simple system here, the under is 40-23 this year, 63%. So it kind of goes to show you when it's windy, it really benefits the defenses. It leads to lower scoring games. If it's a conference game, though, and you have Billy D kind of lead off the newsletter this morning, VSiN.com/newsletter with these stats. Conference games when it blows 10 miles per hour or more, 32-15, 68%. So there are 10 games this week with system matches with windy unders here. And the number one windiest under game of the week would be the Browns and the Saints. At the dog pound, you're expecting 25-30 mile per hour winds. It's going to be cold, about 12 degrees here. But to your point, Mitch, we opened like 38 on this total, 37. You're down to 32, 31 and a half. Still, despite a low total here, you're only getting 26% bets, but 53% of the money to the under. And also to your point, Mitch, this is the lowest total that we've seen in almost 15 years. This year, when the total is 40 or less, the under is actually 17-12. It's done pretty well. But to your point, you want to pick off these numbers earlier in the week. I'd still lean unders on these games, but you'd hate to, bet an under 32. It lands 33, and then the early bird got the worm, and you're late to the party. So maybe you tease these up a little bit, but definitely in these windy games, to me, it's under or nothing. I don't want to buy low on these overs because you could see some of these, like 17-10 type games.
You got gusts up to 50, 60 miles per hour in that game. What's that game you mentioned? Was it a Buffalo-Miami?
Yeah, that's the second one here. So Brown Saints, Paulie, is your number one windy under. Buffalo, Chicago is your second windy under.
No, the lowest total. You said the lowest. It's the lowest total in 12 years. You know what the game
Brown was? Brown Saints, 31.5. You'd never see a total that low in the NFL, and it's because of these windy conditions.
The 12. All right. Okay. How about the Houston-Tennessee game? Now, I'm looking for a prop on Henry. The last four games against the Texans, he had 219, 250, 212, and 211 rushing. And he had two touchdowns at least in every game. And now it figures Tannehill's compromised as well. I mean, I can't. How high do you put a total here, though, if you're a bookmaker?
Yeah, this one's incredible, Paulie. And I was actually looking at DraftKings and some other books for some prop bets here. I haven't really seen many Derrick Henry over-under rush yard props out there. Maybe the odds makers are protecting themselves a little bit. They're going to be very careful about what they put out, because whatever they put out, look at these numbers here on our VSiN board. Henry's obviously gone way over in this matchup. But I'm actually going to take the points here with Houston, guys. We've seen this line move for the Houston Texans. This game opened actually as high as Tennessee as a 7-point favorite at home. You're now down to 5. We've had an automatic adjustment very quickly here toward the Houston Texans. Texans obviously going for the number one pick, worst record in the NFL, 112-1. But they've been feisty here. You know, you got to give Lovie Smith some credit. They're 6-7-1 ATS. They're in a lot of these games. You cover as a 17-point dog to Dallas, probably should have won that game. You cover as a 14-point dog against Kansas City, only lose by 6. And really looking at Tennessee, who struggled here. They've lost 4 straight. We don't know if Tannehill's going to play or not, or if it's going to be Malik Willis. Mm-hmm. But you're still getting big majority of bets here on Tennessee, yet this line is falling toward Houston. This would match one of my favorite systems, divisional dogs in the NFL. Very simple. You play a team in your same division. You kind of know your opponent. That familiarity levels the playing field, benefits the team getting points. Divisional dogs are 43-28 ATS this year, 61%. Dog low total. This would be a divisional under. Outdoor divisional unders have been really good this year too. 68%. That total opened 41 down to 37. So maybe Henry will go off here, guys, but I think grabbing the points here with Houston could be worthwhile this weekend.
How about that? Normally, like when you get a drop from 7, it'll go 6.5, maybe 6, but it went to 5. I looked.
Yeah, right.
Like all of a sudden 10 minutes later, hey, it's like 5. Like what? Okay, that was fast. Yeah. Now, what do you want to do with this Raiders-Steelers game? We had the news not that long ago, Josh, to begin the show. Franco Harris passed away. I mean, we're getting messages. He was on with Mad Dog Radio yesterday for 25 minutes.
Oh.
Now, today, passed away at the age of 70. The 50-year anniversary of the Immaculate Reception is this week, 2 days away. And they play the Raiders on Christmas Eve. What do you want to do here?
Really tough news here, Paul, Mitch, and I'm not going to just take the Pittsburgh Steelers because of this. Obviously, you know, condolences here, a legend passes, but obviously you're going to be jazzed up if you're going to the game. The game obviously takes on more meaning at this point. I want to back Pittsburgh, though, because they're a contrarian favorite here. This is a fade-the-trendy dog play for me to back Pittsburgh. We did get some good news if you're a Pittsburgh bettor or fan that Kenny Pickett cleared protocol. He's expected to play in this game. But look at how this line opened, guys, and how it moved. You actually opened Pittsburgh as low as like a 1.5-point favorite at home. You saw him get all the way up to even -3 at some shops. You had some buyback +3 Vegas back down to 2.5. But if you look at the opener and where it is now, all movement has been toward Pittsburgh in this one. And that's notable to me because Pittsburgh is only getting around 35% of bets across the market. The public is saying, give me this trendy dog here with Vegas. They're a big popular play, obviously coming off that insane win at the buzzer there against the Patriots. Jacoby Myers, we all know about that game. But the public's just saying, give me the points, Pittsburgh. You don't score a lot. This is going to be a close game. Take the points here. But this is one of my favorite angles. When you have heavy betting on a dog, typically I like the gross dogs, like the Houstons, the dogs that look disgusting. Those are the teams that have value. When you're a trendy dog, you become very popular. You lose a lot of your value. So Vegas, to me, is a popular bet. Guys, here's one angle, too. We know dogs have been really good this year in the NFL. They're about 56% ATS overall. But if you're a dog of +3 or less, those really short dogs, you're only 39-47 against the spread, 45%. It's been the dogs that are bigger, the +3.5 or more dogs that are 85-50 ATS, 62%. So I'd be looking at money lining Pittsburgh here. I know you're off the key number now, 2.5. Could be a tight game. And also keep an eye for this windy under as well. It's not the most windy under of the week, but it's going to be about 10-15 mile per hour winds. It's going to be cold as well, 10 degrees. It's going to be foggy. Also, you look at primetime unders this year, 28-18, 61%. So it's a fade the trendy dog play for me. I'd be back in Pittsburgh here.
For more data-driven analysis, you can get Josh's podcast. One is called Morning Bets. The other one is called Market Insights, wherever you get your podcast. Josh, thank you for the time. Happy holidays. Best of luck this week.
Same to you guys. Have a great holiday season.
Yep. You too.
You too.
Divisional games under 4-1 head-to-head last week as well. That continues to cash and been outstanding this year.
We are getting plenty of feedback from the Pittsburgh area and Steelers fans overall They don't do this in general as an organization. They've only retired two numbers.
That's it?
That's it, yep. And but also, like, no, this is from Dean, who's a lifelong Steelers fan. Weird but true, nobody's ever worn, like, Bradshaw's number 12. Nobody's worn Lambert's 58. Okay. Me and Joe Green 75 for you know, example.
Thank you.
Yep. And other people just waking up right now could be the news. Yeah, this is going to be the reaction for the next 6, 8, 10 hours today.
Yep. So he said the lowest total in 12 years. Again, I think that it was that Buffalo game. Had to be a Bills game with to me, but this,
right, right.
This is,
well, you,
well, how low can you go, and then how low can you go on in play is the question once this thing is maybe 0-0 late in the first quarter.
Remember, I mean, when the Ravens defense was just pounding teams into submission that year they won the Super Bowl, around that same time we had the Buccaneers defense that was incredible. The Steelers had awesome defenses. The Ravens would play in games where the totals were always 30, like 32. Okay, what do you want to do? Like, is it going to go under again this week?
Okay, that's when I just moved to town. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's in that neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah,
because I also remember how high could you put a total of the 1998 Vikings, where they were just their defense was bad, but they set the record that year for points.
Yeah, but did they ever touch the 60? Do you recall?
I don't recall, but we've seen the greatest show on turf, the Peyton Manning Broncos team that scored so many points that year.
Here's what I want to have happen. I want like an early touchdown in a bunch of these games. And then see what the in-play is at that point, and then come back and go under there.
Yeah.
They
it's going to be wild.
It.
Number one, it's going to be strange to wake up on a Saturday, and it's a full slate of NFL.
That is going to be
odd.
And then
with the holidays, and then how weather can dictate and affect the outcome of these games, and you just might see, let's, you know, especially if you're out of it. And you're just thinking, let's just run the ball and get out of here.
Right.
And chew clock. I mean, I don't want to be here.
This is, okay, good Twitter handle. Angriest guy in New Jersey sends a tweet. If the weather is really going to be this bad, do not even put your punt returner on the field. Just have every punt sail 14 yards out of bounds and get out of the way.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
No, neither would I.
You watch all these games every week.
Yep.
There's always a flag or it's just a boob and a mistake.
Up next, your best and worst ATS teams in the NFL and the NBA. What a battle we have with a new leader in the clubhouse for worst road ATS team. And also another team hitting around 79% of the over at home. Details next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
BetRivers Online Sportsbook, ready for the College Bowl season. Log into BetRivers every single game day and receive a bet on behalf of BetRivers when you place a wager of at least $25. They have the latest odds, lines, and boosts. To create the perfect college game day experience, head to BetRivers.com or download the app to get in on the action. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
You mentioned how cold it is randomly in Lusk, Wyoming right now. What, minus 70?
Wind chill.
Winchell?
Yeah.
Well, we got a message from TJ, who is in Nebraska. He's currently on his way out to Lusk with a load of cattle feed. And he can tell you how cold it gets. When you go outside your house for a couple of minutes, your eyes start burning. I remember that from being in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got to take a page out of your book. Just, I'm done with this. I got to get to Vegas.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Every man has a breaking point.
Yep. Best of luck, TJ, but you got to get out of there.
It's no way to live.
No.
You can't go through life like that.
Here you go. Life is short.
Yes.
Best ATS teams in the National Football League. Well, here you go. The hottest team in the entire league covering numbers, the Bengals, goes all the way back to started in week three. They're 11-3 now on the year. They're covering by about 2.3 points per game, but that is numero uno now in the NFL, much like last year when they got super hot on their run of the Super Bowl.
Sick run.
The Lions and Giants are each 10-4 ATS. Great stories there. The Niners covering numbers, 9-5 against the spread. Titans and the Chargers are each 8-5-1 ATS. A look at your worst teams in the NFL against the spread. And, it's been the same thing all year long. Teams that we had high on the power ratings board this year. Not the case. Buccaneers, 3-10-1. Did not get the job done last week.
The opposite of the Bengals. The Bengals started 0-2 ATS, and now they're on this 11-1 run. Tampa started 2-0.
It's a
1-10-1 ATS run for the Buccaneers.
And now they're laying, 6.5?
It's up to 6.5 now.
Okay.
If that's not McSorley and it's McCoy.
Woo. Chiefs are 4-9-1 ATS. That's it. Rams 4-8-2. Saints are 5-9. Bears and the Ravens are each 5-8-1 covering numbers on the season. Your best teams with totals. First to the over in the NFL. Bears, Vikings, Lions, Eagles are 9-5. But the sample size now that we're getting from the Vikings is really quite something else. I mean, it's like every single week now with that team because the defense is so bad.
Yeah.
Cardinals are 7-5-2, Seahawks 8-6. A couple games over 500 there. Your best teams to the under. And this has been the story pretty much all year long. But the Broncos are 11-3 to the under, staying under by 8.1 points per game. Bucks and Ravens, along with the Bills, are 10-4. And both those teams, actually, Buccaneers and Bills, went over last week. Commanders are 9-4-1, and the Titans are 9-5 to the under. We can do a little NBA here. There's a lot of good ways to look at the NBA when it comes to ATS. But your best teams in the league against the spread, the Blazers are 20-11. The Kings are 18-11. The Thunder, 19-12. Blazers played the Thunder the other night. It was a great game. That was the game where Shea hit the buzzer beater to win the game. The Bucks are 17-11-2. They're in action tonight. The Knicks are hot. They're 17-12-2 ATS, and the Celtics are 18-13 against the number. Your worst teams in the league. The Heat, on the list every single week. 10-20-2 covering.
So this division, I think, is wide open. And I know we had dinner with someone over the weekend who said, take a peek at Orlando, 500-1 to win the division. And, that was a tough loss where they fouled Murray with 1 second left shooting free throws. They would have had a big comeback there and would have knocked off Atlanta.
Yep.
But it was a 6 or 7 game winning streak, whatever it was. Orlando's hot.
Yep.
But that division is a mess right now, and there's something going on with Atlanta. And when the star player doesn't like the head coach, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yep. They're on this list. They're right below the Mavericks. Mavs are 10-19-2 ATS, and then you get the Hawks, 12-18-1. Lakers, no surprise, 12-18. The Wizards, even though they won last night in Phoenix, 12-17-3. And the T-Wolves are 13-18. They scored 150 the other night in a game, but they're not good at covering numbers on the season.
That's too bad it was during the NFL. What an in-play dream that was.
Oh, yeah.
A 150 to 132 job or something? I mean, come on.
They had, I think it was high 90s with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter or something like that.
Oh, no.
It was silly. So, the best teams to the over that we have in the association, Warriors 19-12-1. Pistons are sneaky good to the over, 19-13-1. Thunder 18-13, same as the Mavs and the Hawks, and the Lakers are 17-13. Your best teams to the under in the NBA on the season, the Clip Joint 21-11. Very strong. Cavs are 19-13. T-Wolves 18-13. Knicks 17-13-1. Bulls 17-13, and the Nets are 17-14. The more you break this down, Paulie, you can find some really good angles in the NBA. For example, I mentioned this before the break. The worst teams covering numbers away from home We have a new number one team on the board.
That's saying something.
Despite the Grizzlies, you know, potentially in the mix for a one seed.
And the Warriors have been atrocious on the road.
Jaren Jackson, 5 more blocks last night. Shoot me now with my Brooke Lopez ticket.
Oh, really?
Grizzlies are the worst team on the road, ATS. 3-11-1, and they're missing the cover by more than 7 points per game.
Let's go rob a cage. Knock one off.
Warriors. I'll tell you one day what the Lopez ticket is worth. Okay. I want to see how this plays out. The Warriors are 4-14 ATS on the road, but that's not even the story. The story is that column to the right, for those of you watching the show, for those of you in the radio audience, they're missing the cover by 8.6 points per game. Hey, come on.
There's your
Lakers 5-10, Nuggets 6-11, Cavaliers are 5-9-1. And there's also a good angle with teams that play at home going over. Look at some of those percentages. Celtics 11-3-1, going over by 11.3 points per game.
Very good.
Another one with the Pistons, 11-4-1 to the over. Thunder are 10-5 to the over. Kings 8-4-1, and the Bucks 11-6. There you go with the NFL and the NBA.
How about some hockey? ROI, number one, the Bruins, almost up 10 units this year and a great at home. Jets, number two, this is going into last night, plus 770. Seattle, 730. The Devils, 7-1. Plus 7 units, rather. Montreal, plus 649. Worst ROI, the Blackhawks, down 12 units and change. Anaheim down 9 units, Calgary 850, Florida 830, San Jose down 790. Give some love to our guys Ian Duncan and Chris Otto. Goal in the first 10 at home. Edmonton 16-2. Pittsburgh 13-2 and 9 in a row. Islanders 1-15.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. At home.
Every game but one, they haven't scored at home in the first 10. There hasn't been a goal. San Jose, 9-1 run. That's at home. The Islanders are the 1-15, yes. On the road, Vancouver still perfect, 16-0. Goal in the first 10 on the road, Vancouver, 16-0. Buffalo, 13-2. Buffalo, third period over, 28-4. 11 in a row. Tampa, 26-5. First period over, Vancouver, 24-6. And one thing on money and Cohen and all this, people went nuts in 2010 when the Warriors were sold for $450 million. Yesterday, the Suns went for $4 billion.
The Phoenix Suns did.
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. And how long ago was that with the Warriors?
2010. They went for $450.
Do you think that guy got his money's worth? What he turned it into?
What would he get now? Six?
Six, seven, probably.
Yeah, with the new arena and everything?
Going back, if you told when the Warriors became available, you know, they were up for sale in 2010, and you said, here's what's going to happen. Steph Curry's going to turn into the best shooter of all time. They're going to bring in Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and they're going to be the best. They're going to put together a stretch where they're the best team in the NBA history for 5 years. What do you think they would get?
Yeah.
$10 billion, probably.
Yeah.
Time now for your pro tip of the hour. Games with 10-plus mile-per-hour wins or more have gone 40-23 to the under. That's 64%. Conference matchups, the under are 32-15, 68%. Those are called hazmat unders. For those of you just tuning in, and your pro tip of the hour, you get one every hour across every single VSiN show. That means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. You can sort them by sport and by show.
What's your Cohen tweet? What'd you see on Cohen? Because he spent $800 million so far in the offseason.
Okay, so here it is. Yeah, it's about $806 million. That's roughly 4.6% of his reported net worth. 4.6%. Imagine when you have a bankroll and 5% of your bankroll is considered like a big bet, this guy has spent 4.6% of his net worth and it's $806 million. Do you think he cares? I want to see them.
We're going to get to this coming up. Could this be spectacular for baseball with an owner doing this?
Yeah.
The other guy's got to get in line. Try.
I want to see. I want to see.
Not saying do this, but put a good product on the field.
I want to see them come up short and almost like fail this year for him to piss him off and say, okay, now Ohtani's available. You thought I did something in 2022. Wait until you see what I'm going to do next year. And then just put together.
Yeah.
And the Yankees will be crying across the street. Professional, better. Matt Gratz on the show coming up next. He's going to be in studio. He was involved in the Super Bowl futures draft at Circa over the weekend, and he took the Lions at number 11. Why did he do that? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.